What's up, y'all, you little chickadees? Welcome back to a DNA podcast Christmas special. And why are you looking at me that way?
Chickadees, what?
Yeah, chickadees.
What is that?
Chickadees are birds.
Chickens.
Chickadees. Chickadees, those are birds.
Then why vogels. Is it chickadee?
It's a bird. It's a vogel. It's a moose.
Chickadees.
Chickadees, yeah, it's an English word. And in case you haven't noticed, so again...
That clinked as chicken dicks. Chicken dicks.
Welcome to our Christmas special.
Chicken dicks. keep a little.
Welcome to DNA Podcast Christmas special. Third time's a charm, ladies and gentlemen. No, you probably know...
How are you, chickadees?
You probably noticed me talking in English. That's because I got a lot of comments, to put it nicely, about everything in the podcast being in English, our posts on Instagram, our descriptions on the listening platforms.
And then you have me.
Yeah, exactly. And then we have Azdin, who refuses to talk English.
Because I can't.
Because he's still learning. See, exactly. You promised. But no. It's a Christmas special, so we'll probably switch back to Dutch.
Dutch, but the most beautiful song language in the world. Maar ja, nee, dus dat is Frans, maar ik had Frans.
Most beautiful language in the world? Really? I find British very nice. No.
Ja, ooit Engels, allee, zo goed Engelse mensen horen praten. What? Can I have a glass of what? What the fuck? What? Die kunnen dat niet eens uitspreken.
What a... Nee.
Chavs. Zo noemen we chavs. Weet je wat een chav is?
Nee, no.
Dat is zo de Johnny van Engeland.
Ah.
Ja, dat is een Johnny van Engeland. En die hebben een rare accent of het Ohio of als jij dingen...
Zo Geordies.
Scots. Ja, dat is Geordies. Ja, dat zijn chavs.
Chavs. Oké. Okay.
Denk ik toch, ik weet dat niet exact de definitie, mij er ook niet op lullen dat ik dat niet helemaal, ken, maar dat is een chav, denk ik. Chav.
I have no idea. But again, to finish my... Yeah, sorry, what were you saying?
Nee, doe er nou erop.
Yeah, to finish my introduction, finally, we'll be doing our Christmas special. I'll try to talk in English. We'll probably switch to Dutch again. And season 2 will be mostly in English, depends on the guests. Depends on who.
Mostly.
Depends on the guest.
What are you talking about? 50%, 40-60%, 20-60%, 20.
We'll see 80. What you feel comfortable with.
0-1, but okay.
0-1?
Yeah.
0-1, okay.
And the one is Dutch.
The one is Dutch. Okay. To be continued. But no, okay.
No, it's going to be continued.
So it depends on the guest, because season 2 is coming after the new year. And yeah, I hope you all will be ready.
Quick question. What do you want us to talk about next season?
Next season? Oh, no, we won't be... was that a question to me?
Not to you, to the listeners.
Oh, to the listeners. Okay, you mean those two people that keep listening?
You're... to the two people listening, what do you want to hear? Do you want to hear me rant about people? Do you want me making dick jokes again about chickens?
You pick and choose. We have a few... Nice, very, very nice and exciting guests coming on the podcast. So, yeah. Good and fancy things are coming, if I do say so myself.
My little dog is coming also.
But yeah, again, actually, I was joking about those two people, but we've seen it in our Spotify Wrapped. Thank you all very much for listening to the podcast. It was around 643 people?
Yes. Now more.
Yeah.
But when... Spotify Wrapped came out, it was around 640 people, so I think we did quite well.
Yeah, me too. So thank you all for listening, whoever was listening and kept listening. So that's why we give you this one last Christmas special. And
it's gonna be a weird one.
Yeah,
believe me.
It already is.
Chickadees.
Chickadees. I heard that from my teacher. He's an American.
Oh yeah, you have said it.
No. Chicken. So that will be my next intro. Chickadees.
Chickadees.
Yeah. That will be our next intro from season 2. So, okay. But I wanted to start off this podcast by something very, very, very important. An important message.
To whom?
In general, an important message.
Dicht over mij, dicht over.
A beauty contest. 40 disqualified in a beauty contest.
Why? Because they are made of plastic?
No. Well, yeah. They had...
I was joking.
They had Botox. Is it Botox in English?
Yeah, Botox.
Botox, yes. In their lips. Too much Botox in their lips. But that's why... That's in Saudi Arabia, a beauty contest. That's why
I've seen it.
That's why those camels are disqualified.
I've seen it. I knew the ones you were talking about, Dubai of Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
I knew it was about camels.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the only place they put Botox in. Huh? Also in their cheeks, in other places,
yeah,
where they were
everywhere in
looking.
Their face.
Yeah.
But the thing I found most strange is that there was a beauty contest for camels. The Botox part, I didn't care about that much.
Botox. If
I was
you like
thinking
it,
about the
then
beauty
you leave
contest.
It. You do you. But camels. I think just a weird fetish of those Saudi Arabian people.
But I don't think it's... I think it's just hosted in Saudi Arabia.
No.
Not necessarily by them.
Was it Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Or was it Paris Hilton? No, it was to be the assistant of Paris Hilton. They went to Dubai and there was a contest where they had to participate. And it was to make a camel as beautiful as they need to be. So they did take, I think, saffron, put it in a bowl, mix it with oil. And then that's why I don't speak English, people. But no, they had to rub it on the camel's face. And the one thing I was thinking about was they are just seasoning the camel to eat at this point.
Of course you are thinking about food.
Like they put saffron, other spices on its head. And I was like, gee, cook it already. I want to eat it. You know we can eat camels, right? But there are some few rules that we have to follow. I think, I'm not sure, I'm not an... Islam professor.
Definitely are not.
Yeah, but there are some few rules to eat. But I was thinking, man, I always want to try camel. I think you can also eat donkey, but that's... I'm not sure about that one.
I would never eat donkey. But I also don't eat rabbit, so...
Yeah, but Belgian people eat horses. So, they for real cannot judge. If you eat a horse, why would you eat a horse? Like... There are cows. A horse is like a human being. That's why it's a noble
animal.
But
a chicken, chicken is...
No, chicken ducks, chicken dicks are horrendous. I'm just kidding.
I've never eaten a chicken dick, so...
Chicken can't have dicks because they are female. That's why they are called chickens. So chicken dicks can be a real thing.
I actually feel stupid. I was literally thinking about, have I ever seen a chicken penis? I was actually...
No, then you have to see a cock. A cock is like, it's a penis, but it's also an animal.
Whoa, I feel so stupid. Whoa.
So that's a philosophy of Asim Karmak. If you want to see my brain, that's what you see. That's what you get. If you ever become my girlfriend or anything like that, That's what I'm thinking about 90% of the time. So like, if you're ever going to think that I'm cheating, no, I'm just thinking about
chicken dicks.
Why Damir thought that chicken dicks was real and that you have equivalent of a chicken dick that's real, that's a cock, that's a real animal, that's called cock. I don't know why. It probably doesn't have a cock. It's have like a real weird ass thing on its body. It has balls on its face. Okay, around its neck.
Isn't that a turkey, though?
Yeah, but, that, but then we go further. It's called a turkey. But
a turkey
there aren't turkeys.
Face.
There aren't turkeys in Turkey. I think. I'm not sure. I once looked it up, but I wasn't sure it was. But Yeah, that's the philosophy of animals.
Yeah.
You have a lot of animals that really have really weird names. I don't know which ones again, but if you think about it, why? Like Tasmanian devil. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know that animal.
They live in Australia. Actually, where is Tasmanian? Tasmania?
I actually still feel stupid about the chicken dicks.
Yeah, I know.
And it was chickadees?
Yeah, I know it was chickadees, but I don't care if it was chickadees.
Yeah, actually, I was literally thinking of chickens can have dicks. I mean, what the fuck? And there's literally a male chicken, a cock. Yeah.
That's called dick.
Yeah, I mean, no, the cock is the animal.
Yeah, but also.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Offense is also an offensive name.
This is
of
an 18 plus.
Why are we
podcast?
Talking about penises so much?
On chickens.
Can we go to the next part, please? We were talking about camels. We went from chicken dicks to camels to cocks to turkeys.
To turkeys in Turkey.
Thanksgiving is over already. Let's go to another round.
Yeah, it's a holiday special now. Yeah, no. Actually, it's not news. It's news. It's actually something very interesting. And that's what my brother...
Can I say something? Why do you always give me a baby spoon if you make me tea? I have a cup of tea with a spoon that's from Kellogg's and you can suck in it. So he gives me warm tea with a spoon that's also a straw. That was made to drink the milk of cornflakes. If you can hear it. Oh my. This English special went way too far. I'm talking too much English.
No, but you're actually good. Yeah, it's good. Good job, Asdin. No, but...
If you like it, you can leave.
If you like it, you can stay, please. No. The interesting thing was... There was a woman, my brother told me this yesterday. There was a woman who every time traded something until she traded it for a house.
Ah, those TikTok trends.
I don't know if it was a TikTok trend, but it made the news. So she started with, I don't know, she started
sand.
No, it was, I think it's
a toothpick? Candy?
Yeah, toothpick. Or candy.
Those are the things that people on TikTok do.
And she kept trading till she got a house. It took her 2 years. And she actually got a house.
I think we have a challenge.
But no, but then I'm thinking, let's say she started off with a spoon. I think it was a spoon or a glass.
Was something cheap ass.
Yeah, it was something small, and then she traded it, and then you get something in return. But you get something that's better, more expensive, until 2 years later, she got it for a house. So she didn't pay a single penny or euro or dollar, whatever.
I have a question. Did she once... change something for something else that was worth less but at the end was actually worth more?
I don't know. I know just it took her 2 years and she started off with something like a glass.
I could do it. But I don't have patience for it.
It took her 2 years.
But
so.
That's the difference between America and here. People in Belgium don't like to trade things. They want to see money.
Touché.
If you go on a second-hand website, allez, the thrift shop of Belgium, shall I say it like that?
Tweedehands.be.
Sponsor us, please. We are open for suggestions. I was like mumbling again. But it always states, almost, not always. Almost always, what's the difference? I don't know. But it always states, no... How do you call it again? No changing of...
No trading or...
No trading. Money. They always want money. And me too. If I sell something, I need
depends,
the money.
That depends on the account. Some people do trade.
Yeah, they do.
So you have to really... I know what you mean. Yeah, then they put trading or
going,
no trading.
Are we going to try it?
An experiment?
An experiment. Just if it don't work, it don't work. We don't lose money. But we start with something more expensive. Like a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see from there. And we're going to trade it to Tesla.
No.
Okay, like, not a house. A house in Belgium.
We'll do an Instagram poll. We'll do an Instagram when the podcast is posted. We'll do an Instagram poll, and see if they want us to do it. Or and with what do we start off? What did you say? An iPhone or
no iPhone? I don't want to trade my iPhone. It's the only thing that I don't want to trade. But I have a lot. I have bikes. I have. RC stuff.
We'll come back to that. We'll do an Instagram poll. That's a nice thing.
We can trade your new laptop. I know someone who
I'll trade a new friend. No. We'll come back to
wait,
that.
Wait. If you're going to trade me, for what are you going to trade me?
A Tesla? No, you're not worth
that
much.
No, yeah, I'm not worth that much. She said, yeah, I'm not worth Tesla. See, I'm
gonna
that change.
Was actually a compliment. I'm going to cut this out.
I'm going to sell my own body for a Tesla. Like, what a Porsche Taycan. Yeah, if we are trading to a Tesla, and we get to that point, are we going to go further or not? That's a big question.
No, we'll do this experiment and we'll do a Facebook poll, an Instagram poll about it. But
and we're going to post it on TikTok.
We'll figure this out. It's actually very nice.
Yeah,
smart
people, thing. That's how I make stuff up. I'm Damir can vouch for me. I come with the best ideas when I'm talking nonsense. And from my nonsense comes great things. They don't work.
That's my job. I filter that stupidity out.
But I have so much stupid ideas that in one of those stupid ideas, you can work on it, go further, and make something nice of it. People, if I'm talking really, like, from out my nose, that's because I'm sick. I'm sick and I got the booster vaccine.
Yeah, no, he just feels bad because of his booster. We are cold.
Yeah, I'm feeling bad for my booster, but I'm also a little bit, I have a little cold. I don't have corona.
This podcast is COVID safe. This please get vaccinated.
That's one thing I'm really proud of. Of the 2 years of corona, we are going to the third year. I never had one single time that I had COVID. I think.
Me neither. Yeah. But we were actually very safe every time with it.
With the podcast,
guests,
yes.
When we invited guests. And
but sometimes when I went to the store, I know in the peak pandemic, there were people coughing and stuff like that. And I was like, gee, I'm not getting sick. I'm getting out of here. And I was 2 months at home. Oh, it was the worst time in my life.
But no, what were you talking about? I had a trading part. No, but the thing, what I was thinking of, she trades something. So let's start. Hypothetically,
think of what we are going to trade.
No, I'm thinking she started off with let's say she started off with a phone. She started off with an iPhone 10. Let's say, who would you trade it for something better? I assume, but who would want to give something better for something less?
I can think of something.
She got a house eventually, but she started off with the glass. So
yeah,
how did she get that?
There
work?
Are some trading. Pages on Facebook. That's the biggest one. And I have a bike called Super 37 of 73. I don't know. And I posted it once on Facebook in a group of, and someone in Belgium really sent me a message to say, do you want to trade it for an electric scooter? And that was more expensive than the bike itself. My bike costs around 1,600 euros. I think that's $1,300. Not sure. But the scooter, it had an extra battery, so in total it was around like 2,100 euros. But if you were to sold, wait, is there a rule of no selling, only trading, or
only trading?
Only trading.
She never sold
anything
or bought
anything. Then you have
something
in value of 2,100 euros. That electric scooter, the electric.
But I don't get. Yeah, even that guy who wanted to trade with you. Why? Why?
Because
if he sells it, he can buy it
in his mind. I wouldn't do it because why wouldn't I do it? In Belgium, it's nice to. It's nice to have a toy like that. It's nice to go around in Belgium, but it's really unsafe here. In America, you have big roads. You can Dutch cars, like it's none of anybody's business. They really got big roads. But here in Belgium, the street that I live in,
Yeah, in
it's
Belgium,
fully
it's so
cracked.
small, yeah.
If you hit a pothole, you're gonna fall. But with a bike, it's not so. He has more of a benefit from my bike that's electric also than he has from a
His electric scooter.
from his electric scooter. All right, scooter. It's a skateboard actually,
Electric scooter.
not scooter. Scooter is actually more. Help. Yeah, it depends how you define a scooter. You can define a scooter in two things here in Belgium: as a scooter
A
like
scooter as in vroom vroom.
vroom vroom vroom, and as a scooter like a step. It has two wheels. You stand on it. You hold it. But yeah, it's more useful for him to have that bike than that electric skateboard. Because
So
one,
ne
it's
not
safer.
necessarily money, but
No,
value.
value. But like, I've already traveled 3,000 kilometers on my bike. I've already gotten my money. I was never late again. When I was in public transit here in Belgium, you're always late. When I
That's
bought that
true.
bike 2 years ago, I'm always right on time with a bicycle.
Almost always.
Only if you are living in the city. If you are living outside the city, then you need the motorcycle. Electric scooter can be handy. A car. But yeah, I also live in the city and I have a car, but that's because I work
Yeah, but no,
far.
that was my thinking. I was like, she started off with like, you know, a glass, a spoon, or an iPhone, and she got to a house. That means that's
But yeah, if you
nice.
always trade something a little bit better and better, it has to be a little thing, but you can always find a person
Who is willing to?
who's willing to trade because that thing is useful for them and they also have something that they don't use anymore. And that's the most important thing, they don't use it anymore. And that's why they trade. If they need it, they won't go into trade, you know? I think in America it's a little bit handier because yeah, you can trade for everything because you can literally use anything in America. You can trade guns. You can trade. If you buy a gun in America at a trade show, it's not in the store, in a trade show that you don't have to do background checks.
It probably depends on which state. I know, like in California, that's different than it is in Texas.
Yeah, but if you buy it. Okay, that's why I read it. I don't know. I'm not an America specialist. I've just seen documentaries. Documentaries can also be a little opinionated, so shall I say it like that? But if you buy a gun at a
Store.
gun store, you have to have a background check. Not in every state is the same background check, I think. But if you buy it at like a gun show where there are secondhand guns, you don't need paperwork. You can buy a gun from 12 years old, even younger if you are with the parent and so on. Like the school shooting that happened some time ago. The parents are also prosecuted because they have given the guns to the
Oh
kid
yeah,
who
I saw
shot
that.
the school. And I think,
That's
like,
fair,
the
yeah. What the
parents,
fuck?
yeah, it's fair. I think they need to have a trial, but I also understand that they didn't mean to, because they can give a gun to a child. It's legal, but then again, they are the legal parents of the child, so what they are doing when they are under 18 are their responsibilities also.
Of course.
So it's quite like you can see it from both sides. The parents didn't mean to. That the kids shot up the school, but they also have to take responsibilities to the kid that did it. But also, you need to check up on the school. Why did the boy do it? Was he bullied a lot? Had he mental problems? Had he stuff going on that the school also had to take care of and probably didn't see? Like the kid here in Belgium that was bullied. That guy named Yassin. Did you also see it on the news? Like he was really bullied. Like he had to get on his knees, massages, foots of his co-students. So let's say it like that. And they filmed it. It was posted online. So everybody in Belgium saw him do shameful things on himself just to bully him. But then again, I think it's still the fault of the school because it happened in class. There was a teacher, there was a thing. So, and the school was like, yeah, we are going to do better. We're going to suspend the kids. But they also they can do their exams. But they just suspended him. They didn't give... I hate bullying. That's why I'm talking about it. But this is Christmas special. So I don't want to talk about it. But I just want to say one thing. It's not always fault of the parents. It's also fault from the school. That they don't care as much. But that also comes from we are overworked and can do everything. That's my opinion as a teacher in... how do you say it? I'm becoming a teacher.
Yeah, you're studying to be a teacher.
Yeah, I'm studying. And I have seen it. And to be a teacher is a horrendous job in a good way. I like the job.
In a good way.
Yeah, I like the job. I like to be a teacher. But it's a hell of a lot of work. Like, really a lot. Like, a lesson from 50 minutes. Sometimes I'm 7 hours making it. 7 hours for a 1 hour lesson. Do you see why we are a little bit overworked the first 5 years? And also, one or two teachers here in Belgium, I'm only talking about Belgium, are quitting their job as teacher because of the workload. And that's a lot. And we already have a really big shortcoming of teachers. So little rant about being a teacher and that schools need to
and
have
the Secretary
more...
of Education.
Whoa.
Mr. Secretary
if
Ben
I
Wetz.
Was going to be the Secretary of Education, I wouldn't be like Ben Wetz. Like that bozo...
That bozo
what did really working
on
memory.
Conference? What did he say on his conference? How did he call it?
If you follow a course of 3 years and you have like one course, mm-hmm. One
year or one...
No, not if you are following... If you follow a bachelor degree, so that takes 3 years. And you have one course from your first year mm-hmm. or second year
that
you don't pass... Mm-hmm. In the first 2 years of graduation of your course,
your entire course, yeah,
then you can't have your diploma, and that's the most bullshit thing that I ever heard of someone who did take 9 years.
That's true.
To get his diploma of a course that was 4 years, that bozo only cost me money. I really fucking hate him. Like, that's one thing. I have politicians I don't agree with.
Uh-huh.
But that...
He's that obviously are, one he, of them, yeah.
Their beliefs. I don't... Like, we can go in dialogue or something. I don't mind. But if a bozo that studies 9 years for a course of 4 years is going to tell me that if I don't pass one course in my 3 years of my bachelor, I'm not getting my diploma, I'm going to stick my foot up his ass.
But
he really makes me mad. Like, I have respect for him.
I don't like him as well.
I don't like him. No student like him. Like, in the
middle of
the corona,
yeah, he came with soup.
Soup. You want a soup? I never did get my soup.
Yeah, me neither. I also didn't get my soup.
How did you even get your soup? That was a question.
I think he went to some schools and gave soup. But students, and I'm talking about someone who's doing master's or bachelor's degree, really. So students, they're sitting all day behind their laptops, behind their computers.
And they were always at
class.
Home.
Yeah.
Depressive. I was like 3 months.
Nothing's happening in our lives.
Fucker.
And the best thing he comes up with is soup.
Do you want a soup?
But him as secretary or minister, depends on where you're listening, minister or secretary of education here in Belgium, he is the perfect example that you can become anything in Belgium. You can study 9 years and be the secretary
for
of education.
One of the easiest courses in the university.
You can study for 9 years, take
for
double as long, and be the secretary
double?
Of education.
More as double as long. And he still became
The Secretary of Education.
And he has no education background on him.
Everything is possible in Belgium.
He thinks he knows stuff, but he doesn't.
Yeah, that's...
Do you understand why I am so mad at him? I'm trying to become a teacher, and literally, every single year... Really fun story. So, if you're studying to become a teacher, you have to follow the overhead government... Oh, sorry, I'm always hitting my post, but you have to follow the government program so that your students need to pass. They need to follow their end term. End term are what they need and know at the end of the year. Yeah, and I'm studying in the year that everything changes. So in the first year, we are talking about first grade, the eerste leerjaar, tweede leerjaar. And it was changing, yeah? So I had to learn all new stuff. And then in my second year, we are learning about the second grade. But yeah, second grade came a year after, so it's
also changing.
Also change again. But that's the fun part. You also need to learn about the past government changes, programs and changes, or you can do the new changes. So I had to learn two different things. One thing doesn't matter anymore for me, but I still had to learn it. And the second thing, so for teachers right now, it's really messing with, really messing with my brain or others too, because like I follow STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, so I can give them all. We started with 25 students. You can guess how many are in my class right now. How many state? After the first exam, let's talk about the first exam that we did.
First semester, okay.
Okay, first semester. How many?
How many stayed?
How many 15. Stayed? 15 of 25.
Yeah.
Guess again.
10. Your class now.
Guess again.
Your class. How many are there in your class? I don't know.
They
8.
Are now in my class. The ones that stayed are me, Yannick, Wout, Chloe. 5.
Wow.
In total, and from the year. After us, after us, that came, like, the new students, they were also, like, 18, 19, so less than we had, and they are also with four...
Five STEM students, so actually...
No, STEM students that follow technique in Naturwetenschappen, so, like, biology and so on, and chemistry, what I also follow... that's a little bit more because more people do it, but before in STEM, I'm doing technique. There's a really big shortage of technique, technology teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I know why, because there are none.
Yeah, so there will only be 5 graduating next year.
Less. I'm doing a year over because I didn't pass all my exams. Wet, krieve, ik krijg altijd mijn diploma, krieve. Okay, I'm sorry. If they all, so the ones that are in the third year, all graduate, and that's from Antwerp. I think it's the only place, same with AP and so. I think they are going to study...
That school in Antwerp.
In total, technology teachers, how many? I think around 15. Science, it's a little bit more. That's, I think, around 30, 40. But yeah, you have to have more science teachers than technology teachers. Mm-hmm. But like, it's way too
messy, little, hard.
Too little of teachers graduating for that.
Yeah, that's a real problem. Course.
And then you have English and
we have too many.
History. They can't even find a stage pass.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like sports, English, okay, not. Everyone thinks because they can speak or at least think they can speak English, they don't necessarily can teach English.
Yeah.
That's the big problem.
Yeah, but they really teach you to teach English. But it's like if you have a first year teacher or like the first 5 years, those first 5 years are just finding yourself to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Because in 3 years' time, you still are finding yourself. I have my own teaching ways because I always wanted to become a teacher. I know what kind of teacher I want to be. Yeah,
but the thing is, technology, for example, that's you can make it your own or kind of your own.
You need to make it your own.
You own can, way, but you English don't you have can, a, or you a don't, language, you have to do the grammar. The
yeah,
grammar
in is technology, you don't have a course that you can follow. Mm-hmm. It all has to be made up. Like my teacher said when I was taking my... I had a conversation with her to grade my internship at school. She said, you did really good. Have you have any problems while you were teaching? Say yes. To make less voorbereiding. How do you say it in English?
Lesson preparations.
Yeah, my lesson preparations. It was really hard and did really did make take me real really long because you have to start from scratch. You don't have a course. You don't have examples. You have to do it on your own.
You have to make everything up.
Because I once had to teach a lesson from someone else. So I had to take his lesson preparation and it didn't go well. Why? Because I didn't make it. And I couldn't give the lesson like he did because it wasn't my style. But then you have science. There you have a course, you have examples, you have everything you need to do. So you can just take your course, give a lesson, it's going to be fine. But in technology, it's like you need to make it your own. So that's really hard work. But I'm happy to do it. I like technology, I like STEM. And
that's the future, the biggest, literally.
The biggest field in schools in Belgium is where there aren't many teachers is STEM. Like every school I had an internship in, they already asked me if you graduate, come work for us and so on. But I don't want to. Yeah, I'm not going to. I think I'm going to study for that. I also want to study robotics. I want to make robots.
That's you know the why? Future.
Because if robots are going to take over the world, then it's best to be the creator and you can say, I've created you, I'm your boss. Then
no. You want them to know you're on their side.
And if I make the code, I can always place a safe button. Code, like, yeah, safe button. If they go evil, I can just say, motherfucking no, but, and they all fall down.
Or you start teaching in the metaverse.
Oh, do not let me talk about Spider-Man, please.
Oh, no, I mean Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse. Like, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't noticed already, Facebook doesn't exist.
That's what we are going to talk about.
The Facebook company doesn't exist anymore. The Facebook company, the Facebook platform exists.
It's all under metaverse.
Yeah, like, no, it's Meta now. Yeah, even
Meta.
When you open Instagram and Snapchat, Instagram and Facebook, it says powered by Meta.
I know, Meta, I'm not feeling it.
The metaverse, you know, the metaverse. You're the not metaverse,
I'm not Meta feeling it because I think it takes social contact away. Like Bill Gates said in 2024, all our meetings and all our things are going to happen in the metaverse. Like, why?
Is that
I want to
bad
go and visit you and I want to see you talk in real life.
But you will see him in the metaverse. You'll
put yeah, but it's
glasses,
not real. It's like.
But it will look like we're
I'm gonna
you're
say
sitting in the
different.
Same
it's
room.
Like watching porn on VR. It looks real.
Yeah.
It sounds real. But the feeling isn't real. Hey, that was a good... That was
yeah,
one.
Okay, but maybe they'll... In 10, 15, 20 years, they'll make things that
I'm
when you touch someone...
I'm never going to place a chip in my head.
No, that when you touch something, you'll feel the other one, maybe with some gloves or a suit...
That already exist.
See? Even better.
Yeah, but... Like, how disgraceful is it that four people are sitting in a room with glasses on to watch a presentation about the new Microsoft project?
Yeah, okay, but... No, and you're sitting at your house and you're having a meeting with someone in New York.
That's good.
That's
because you can
handy.
Be together.
That's better than
but
a Zoom meeting,
in my
opinion.
If you can be together, if you can and if you have the means to go to a big... new like the Apple like when they
the
release
Apple
new
launches,
pro- yeah the Apple launches you want to be there because it's cool, you have the crowds going crazy about the new products, But if you are sitting home alone with glasses on, okay, it's cool to see. Technology has gone to great lengths now, but is it the same? No. I like social contact. I like to hold people. I like to speak to people. I like to smell people. Not every people like.
Yeah, I don't. I don't necessarily agree with that last statement. I don't need to smell everyone.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. I need to have people in my life. Like the 2 months that, like the 2 years without people, almost without people. How bad was it?
Well, I.
Yeah, for introverts, it was their dream.
Excuse me, I'm not an introvert. I'm literally not an introvert.
No, I was not talking about you. I was just talking about introverts.
In general, yeah. Okay, that's true. That's true. That was also, yeah. Yeah, and I think the metaverse has some nice opportunities.
Now, you probably can do surgery in another country. Like the kid here in Belgium that had a weird foot and only the...
But that's already happening now.
80,000. Yeah, but in the metaverse, you can see it better. You maybe can watch, students can watch the operation with them. They can be like in the eyes of the one who's doing it. You have great teaching possibilities with the metaverse. But those are good things about that. But changing the social conduct of people in the metaverse, I don't think it's a good idea. But for teaching possibilities, for and so on, it's going to be really good. And I'm also probably going to invest in it right now. Why now? Because it's in its early stages, and I know it's going to be big because everything that Facebook's do, also if it doesn't go well, they Facebook put so much money anymore in it that it has that they need, like, they changed the company name to it. So, you know,
yeah, that's what I mean.
In 10 years, it's going to be like Facebook. It's going to be important. So if you invest right now, I know in 10 years, you're going to make a lot of money of it. That was my economics 101.
Yeah. Well, actually, I have a lot of people who come to talk about the economics and the metaverse. All those people will come on the podcast, so stay tuned. And by the way, what you said, yeah, he changed the name into the product itself. The company, so Facebook company doesn't exist anymore. It's now a Meta company.
Yeah, it's a Meta company, but Facebook is also a daughter company.
The platform Facebook exists, like Instagram, blah, blah, mm-hmm. but it's not from Facebook anymore. It's from Meta.
It's from Meta, but they still have to name Facebook after it has to be a company.
It's like Instagram, Snapchat.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but it's like like Volkswagen.
Yeah, yeah, okay. You don't get me.
I know what you get, but...
Yeah, but yeah, we need to refer...
So Meta is like investing in Metas. If you have money, invest in it, shall I say. But then again, it's Facebook and they have been under a lot of pressure lately.
Yeah, that's...
Not in a good way.
No, exactly.
So, yeah.
But I think that's the reason why he changed the name of the company. Or that fast.
Yeah,
because
Facebook still exists. Yeah. And we don't look at it as Facebook anymore or as Meta. We look at it is from Zuckerberg.
Exactly.
It's always a blame on him. It's always Zuckerberg. Like that dude doesn't know half of the things happening in the company. Like,
yeah, okay, but when you have a worldwide multi-billion-dollar company, I know I can find it acceptable that you don't know what is happening in every cubicle.
But then you have Dinger, founder of Microsoft. He knows a lot about his companies and he really does care about the world. I think he's a good guy. I don't think he has microchips planted in us.
You mean Bill Gates?
Yeah.
But he isn't, he isn't the CEO really, anymore.
Yeah, no, but he still has like around 20%. No, it was like a lot less because he has sold a lot to for his Bill Gates Foundation. Mm.
What has also happened this year? We have to fill in this Christmas special. This holiday special. Not necessarily Christmas because it won't come out on Christmas. Jeff Bezos isn't the CEO anymore. He's now an astronaut.
Isn't he CEO anymore of Amazon?
No. He gave it to an Indian dude.
Okay. Always. Google also.
Exactly. See, that was the headline.
But Indian dudes are smart. Special, huh? They are really smart. They have better diplomas than us. They study much more than us. But because they are living in India, most of them, are doing jobs that here in Belgium pays a lot, like mm-hmm. IT, 10,000 a month, easily. That's why all of Wilrek is full Indian dudes. And when I was a delivery boy for food, mm-hmm. I always had to go to Wilrek, to that nice mm-hmm. place, like big houses. Every one of them almost were Indian people. Because they are in diamonds. The Jews here in Belgium mm-hmm. don't care about diamonds anymore. They are in real estate. Who took it over? Indian people. Like, Indians are really smart because of where they're born and the job opportunities in their country. Like, if they would come and live here, they would, like, steal our jobs, like, 1, 2, 3. And why not? They are smarter than us. Like,
yeah.
If you are smarter, you are smarter. You deserve
that's
the job.
That's true. That's true. See, our Secretary of Education has to think about that. Keep us smart. We really don't like that guy, do we?
Not one student likes Benved.
Yeah, probably those extremely far right wing students probably
also don't like him. Nobody likes him. He has the least favorability score in Belgium, I think.
No, that's actually, he's still in the top 10 of the most popular politicians.
Popular, but that doesn't mean good and popular in a good way. Mm-hmm. They just are a lot in the media.
Mm-hmm.
That's media popular. Can. Like, bad press is mm-hmm. good press. Like, that shit. I don't understand it, but okay.
No, well, I get that. Well, what also happened? Oh, yeah, Ariana Grande was a new coach in the Voice US.
You think that's important news? Are we not going to talk about Messi leaving Barcelona?
I was coming to that. You haven't seen my list. I was coming to that.
Messi leaving Barcelona. The biggest heartbreak that somebody can get.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck?
Hold
on. Yeah. What was following the money?
What do we have also? We have...
Well, actually, a lot of things happened this year.
I want to talk about Spider-Man so bad.
No, we can't. We cannot. Yeah, we
the cinemas are closed.
Not,
nobody
yeah.
can watch it again.
No.
But I'm just going to say this.
Go and watch it.
Go and watch it. And I was crying the whole time from happiness, from sadness, from amazement. Like, watch it. It was my best movie ever. It was not the best movie cinematically. Shall I say that? But it was the best movie ever produced. Everybody says this. Why? Because it gave us something that we could... Like... Our kids in 20 years are never going to experience what we experience in the cinema. Like, you could hear the room gasping. Like, shit, what happened? Okay, we were in a room with not many...
Not the real fans.
Real fans. They were all leaving right when the credits, mm-hmm. Credits began. You need to stay, stupid people. But no, you're not stupid. But I know you didn't know that, but... I had a friend. They went the first day. Like, I wanted to go.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, sorry, I had the things to do.
Like, Besef, if we were there in, like, we were in the first day with all Marvel fans, I wanted to shout. But, like, then I was being the weird guy in the cinema because there weren't a lot of fans. But,
yeah,
Damien was looking at me like, what the fuck was this guy doing? Like, I was blown away. Like, I've talked about this to Damir like 4 years ago.
That's true. That's actually
and
true.
And it happened, and I was like...
But it was bound to happen. It had to happen. No, you're already saying too much. No,
mouth. Was, no, I'm just talking about my emotions right now. Like, he was watching me, and he was like... I saw him looking, like, in the corner of my eye. I saw him looking because he was, like, calling a friend to look at me. I was so shameful because I was crying, but that film touched me in ways I could never imagine it could.
In ways you were never touched before.
Like, I've been touched everywhere, but like,
we
but
don't
like,
need to know that.
I was never touched in my heart like that. Like, it was that.
It was amazing.
Oh, say, can you see?
The hype is real. If you really need to go and watch the movie.
Why was I singing the American National Anthem?
I have no idea. But okay, let's leave it to that. This was our holiday special. Thanks again for listening. And we hope to see you next season. And think about it, ladies and gentlemen. if you are good, if you're well, stay safe, follow the rules. Maybe, maybe, just maybe, you will see the Smurfs. Bye-bye.
Leprechauns. Oh, yeah.
Or chicken dicks.
Bye, people. And remember, chickens don't have dicks. And Amir. Yeah.